Well, good morning. We have quite a group here. Nice smiling faces. So I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened in Honeyville, Pennsylvania, quite a while ago. And at that time in Honeyville, there was only two log cabins and a chicken coop and, I don't know, a barn and I think a couple acres. And that's all that was all Honeyville. And in one of those log cabins lived a family with little Nina and her younger sister Dorothy, who they called Dot. And they lived there with the three older brothers. And they lived in this cabin. And one day the mother said, you know, can you go down the road and go to your aunt's house to get me some supplies? I need some things from her. And their house was 3.5 miles away, which is quite a walk. And so Nina and Dot said, okay, yeah, we're going to do this. And the mom said, but I want you to make sure that you get back before it gets dark. Why should they get back before it gets dark? All kinds of things happen after dark, right? And in there, especially, it was the wild animals that they were worried about because they had to go through a big, thick, forested area. And so she said, make sure you get back after dark. So they took off and they walked all that distance, 3.5 miles, and they got to the aunt's house and she was so excited to see him. See, they didn't have phones or anything, so she didn't even know they were coming. And she spoiled them and they had such a good time at their aunt's house. They played with their little baby cousin. Oh, they just had a blast. And it kind of got a little bit late and they said, oh, we better get going. So they got the supplies that their mom needed and they took off back on the road. And they, along the way, they were kind of going slow, and they found some wintergreen berries, and they said, oh, Mom would like some of those, and so they picked some. And it started to get dark. It was getting dark, and little Dot, she said to her sister Nina, she says, you know what, I'm scared. I'm starting to get scared. And Nina said, oh, don't worry. Here, hold my hand, and we'll be safe. We'll be safe. God will keep us safe. And she thought, what can we do so that I can help my sister not get scared? And she says, I know, we can play the scary game. Now, I don't know why wouldn't you, I see a look on your face, why would you play the scary game if you don't want to get scared? But the scary game goes like this, you know, one says, I see a big green monster. And then another person gets scared, and you try to think of things to scare the other person. And so she says, you go first, Dot. So Dot said, okay, I see, and she looked down the road, and she really did see something scary. And she couldn't even finish her sentence. She just froze. And Nina looked and she saw it too. You know what they saw? They saw a big mountain lion. Now, I don't know if they call it a mountain lion. They probably called it a puma or a panther or a cougar or a catamount, whatever you call these cats. They're the big cats that we have here in North America. And it was right there in the middle of the road. And they didn't know how they were going to go to it. And the cat saw them. And at first, it looked at him, and then it's like, oh, that looks kind of neat. And it started slinking, like it was going to slink and come and follow them. And they just got so scared. And Dot thought, let's run. And Nina thought, that's not a good idea, right? You know, she thought, first of all, there's no place to run to. I mean, they were way far away from their aunt's house. And they couldn't run faster than the cat. And Nina heard that her dad told her once that when you see a wild animal, don't act scared. And so Nina said, come on, Dot. And she held her hand. She said, we're not going to be scared. We're going to walk right past this cat. And they started walking toward the cat. And at first, the cat's like, ooh, they're coming toward me. But then it was like, ooh, they're coming toward me. And it started slinking down like it's going to pounce on them. And they got closer to the cat, and the cat's tail was going like this, and it started wiggling like it was just going to spring on them any minute. And Nina was just in terror, and she thought, what? And she remembered something else. They said, wild animals won't attack if you sing. And so she thought, I got to sing. But she couldn't think of any song because she was so scared. So she just started praying, God, please keep this cat. Don't let it spring on us. Don't let it attack us. Please keep us safe. And then she looked up on the hills, and the sun had already gone down, but there was a little sunlight on the hill. And she remembered this song that they used to sing. And I'm gonna play it, just a portion for you. It's called Sunlight. There is sunlight on the hilltop. When she saw the sun just on the very top of the hill, she heard this song. Can we have the song?
There is sunlight on the hilltop, there is sunlight on the sea, and it's gold. sadness. It is sunlight in the heart.
So that's what they were singing. And the cat just kind of went away. It heard him, it started listening. It's like, what's that? And its tail stopped. And it kind of just started. And they were able to walk past the cat. And then they heard wagon wheels. Their mother had come out. She had come out several times that she was wondering where they were. And finally she said, I got to take the wagon. I got to go find those girls. And she heard them singing, but she said it didn't sound like them. It almost sounded like angels singing when she heard those two girls singing that song. And that night, they had a wonderful worship because they were so thankful that God had protected them from that cat. That was a really scary time. And so they prayed and they thanked God. And so sometimes it's good to remember these hymns and to think of God when we're in a scary situation. God can really help us, okay? You remember that. Remember to pray, to sing, and remember that God is there, even how, as scary as it is. And I'm going to, if you want to learn that song, the one that they sang, I'm going to give it to you so you can take it home and maybe help have someone help you learn it. And you can also color the thing on the back. So let's have a prayer, okay? Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much that you bring sunlight into our hearts. And we thank you so much that you protect us in the scary times through life, that we can lean on you and we can sing to you and pray to you. We thank you for that privilege, Lord, and for your protection. Amen. Okay, you guys want to take one of these?